BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Donald Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence has said he will not endorse his old boss in his bid to return to the White House. Speaking to Fox News, Mr. Pence said he couldn't support Mr. Trump in good conscience. Will Vernon reports.
Mike Pence served Donald Trump faithfully as vice president before the two men fell out spectacularly 3 years ago, when Mr. Pence refused his boss's demand to reject the 2020 presidential election results. Instead, Mike Pence certified Joe Biden's victory. In an interview with Fox News, the former vice president said he made his choice not only based on the events of 3 years ago, but also over profound policy differences between him and Donald Trump.
America's Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned that a wave of highly potent synthetic drugs, including fentanyl, is spreading across the world. Mr. Blinken said the US was the world's canary in the coal mine or warning system for opioid addiction. In a show of unity, the leaders of Germany, France and Poland have agreed to step up the provision of weapons to assist Ukraine in its battle against the Russian invasion. Earlier, the Ukrainian authorities said at least 20 people have been killed in Russian missile strikes on a residential area in the southern port of Odessa. From Kiev, here's Sarah Rainsford.
The number of dead and injured, I think we haven't seen in Odessa for a very long time. Certainly, it's also the details of the attack that are particularly grim, because the way Ukrainian officials have described it, so one rocket was fired from Crimea and hit a residential area of the city. And when emergency workers went in there to try to rescue people, to try to help the casualties, then Russia fired a second missile to the same spot. And that's when we know that one medic and a young firefighter were killed. We know that dozens of people are in hospital, some of them with very serious injuries.
The spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General has again warned that an Israeli ground operation in the Gazan city of Rafah would be a humanitarian catastrophe. Stefan Dujarric spoke to journalists shortly after Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he'd approved plans for a military assault on the southern city, which is sheltering more than a million displaced people. President Biden has warned that an assault on Rafah would breach a red line. Dominic Allen is the UNFPA representative.
What we see in Gaza is that it's a nightmare which is much more than a humanitarian crisis. It is a crisis of humanity, and the situation is beyond catastrophic. And whilst we see the violence, the war on the ground, there is also a war for the narrative and for disinformation. And having left Gaza this week, I can assure you that it's worse than I can describe or that the pictures can show or that you can imagine.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Thousands of people in Syria's opposition-held northwest have gathered on the streets to mark 13 years since pro-democracy demonstrations swept the country. Many chanted slogans against the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, who brutally suppressed the protests. About 500,000 people have died in the ongoing war that's followed. Tunisian Coast Guards say two people have died and at least 34 are missing after a migrant boat sank off southern Tunisia. 34 of the 70 on board have been rescued. All had been hoping to reach Italy. On Thursday, at least 60 migrants were reported to have drowned trying to reach Europe from Libya after their overloaded dinghy broke down and overturned. The newly appointed US envoy to Sudan says the danger of the country becoming a failed state with a factionalised conflict and a breeding ground for Islamist militants. Tommy Perriello is on a trip to the region seeking ways to end the war, which has displaced 8 million people. He warned of reports about the rise of Islamist extremists in the ranks of the army. The US envoy said he'd seen signs of increased political will amongst regional players to end the conflict.
I think we are raising the heat on all of those who are fueling this conflict and trying to convince them to be partners in peace. And I think what we are seeing is many of those in the region who have been involved, not always constructively, in some cases quite destructively, are realizing that they've helped light a fire that is going to burn everybody involved in this.
The wreck of a long-lost British warship has been identified off the coast of Florida, nearly 300 years after it sank. HMS Tiger was patrolling the waters of what's now Dry Tortugas National Park when it ran aground during the Anglo-Spanish War. The 300-strong crew were marooned on a deserted island for more than 2 months before making a dramatic escape on makeshift boats. BBC News.